Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned President Biden in the Rose Garden yesterday during that press conference. There was also a moment in that press conference where a photographer captured the notes that President Biden was holding in his hand. And there appeared to be one with the reporter that he was going to call on, the first reporter he called on during that press conference. And now there are allegations about whether or not he had the question in advance. What is the White House saying about what happened here?
Well, Caitlin, it's not uncommon for the White House to prepare these types of briefing materials for the president, but it's the level of specificity that is in the spotlight in this moment. As you noted, that note card included the name and photo of a reporter and also a possible question. Now, it's worth noting that her question was not identical to what was on that note card, and her outlet says that they did not submit any questions to the White House ahead of this press conference. But we have seen the president in the past carrying around these note cards with details about the events, where he needs to go, the people that he's meeting with. Now, these types of moments are things that Republicans have seized on, especially as they have tried to highlight President Biden's age. Yesterday, President Biden said that he took a hard look at his own age when deciding to run in 2024. He ultimately decided to move forward with that reelection, and he has said it will be up to the voters to decide whether he deserves a second term.
Joe Biden needs Cliff Notes in order to do his job. He's got to have, and it was funny, it's par for the course for Joe Biden. They give him his notes and he looks at his notes, but this time they had to put pictures. It's like a little child that can't read, so they have to put the pictures in there for him. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden wants the people to determine if he should be able to run again. Well, I think they've already kind of decided. I think they decided in 2020. I'm not going to go through the statistics, but Joe Biden wasn't wanted then. They put him in a coup, you guys know. And here we are. Oh, should Joe Biden run again? I'm declaring I'm running again. 70% of people don't want Joe Biden. He's got a track record that who would put this track record up and be proud of it? Joe Biden, the Democrat. Oh, look at Joe Biden. He ruined the country. Gas prices are twice what they were under Trump. We're almost on the brink of war. He's in the midst of controversies that he's not going to get out of. And yet, they want to run him again? One of my friends said they're more afraid of Kamala Harris becoming president, so they got to preserve him through the end of the cycle, because they're more afraid of that, which is a scary thought. Think about but look at what happened here when we had Obama and he chose Biden as his insurance policy. And then who did they put in? Remember the joke during the Obama era? Joe Biden was the insurance policy for the left. That way they knew nobody would take out Obama. And then who did the Democrats put into place in the cheat? The guy that nobody wanted, that they knew was the insurance policy. So if you think it can't happen again, don't believe it. They will put the weakest, worst person in office. That is what leftists do. And I'm going to tell you something. You want to know how you know a conservative from a leftist? A conservative will say, if you're better than I am, lead. I'm happy to follow. I've said that my whole life. People, Kevin, you're a natural leader. Maybe. I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. I know leadership. I know when I'm demonstrating it, which I am now. And I know in 2012 when I said I'm not following anybody anymore because the so-called experts suck. If you like what the Republican Party has done over the last few decades, go with them. But let me tell you what you're going with. Losers. And I said in 2012, I'm done. I will go my own way. I will put my own messages out. I will leave my own path. But here's what I will tell you. You show me good leadership, and I'll follow. Because I know what it looks like. So when you think that the Democrats, don't think logically. Oh, the Democrats, Joe Biden, he's an idiot. They will never elect him. Yeah, they will. Kamala Harris, she's worse than Joe Biden. They would never elect. Yeah, they will. And you know who she'll pick? Who do you think Kamala Harris would pick as a VP for herself? You think Barack Obama sucked at picking VPs? You think Joe Biden sucked at picking VPs? Do you think it gets better or you think it gets worse, people? I'm just curious, asking for a friend. So don't underestimate the depths to which Democrats are willing to dig. Joe Biden is a joke, and they don't care. Hey, by the way, Jerry Springer died yesterday, and it was funny. I said, Joe Biden should lower the flags to half mast because, or half staff, whatever they call it. He should lower it to that because if there's any family that represents Springer or Maury, it's the Biden family. They could do a year. He could do a year of episodes on them. I don't know if you guys know much about Jerry Springer, but he was a Democrat. Worked for Robert Kennedy. He was an attorney, a journalist of sorts. I mean, he's got an interesting background. And he mimicked Phil Donahue to get his show. And, of course, he tried to do it the normal way. And then he finally went to what we've degenerated to, which is what all leftism degenerates to. The smut show. That's what Jerry ended up doing. That's where he cut his teeth. Of everything this man has done, his history. He was the mayor, I believe, of Cincinnati for a year because he was not term limited, but the way they did it at the time. But he was a mayor. He ran for governor, I believe, of Ohio. Jerry Springer has a record that would be a legacy that would be much better than being known as the king of smut TV, but he is. And he was always affable, a nice guy. I don't think his politics were overblown, but you know what was most interesting when you think about Jerry Springer and how it relates to the Bidens? They're birds of a feather. Jerry Springer drug ended up being journalism, and it was crack. It was a crack cocaine of journalism, and he became the best at it, successful. And you know who he featured? You know who was his target audience and the people that he put in those chairs on those stages? Leftists. People whose lives were ruined over stupid stuff. And they wouldn't admit it was their fault. And same thing with Maury and all these others. Look at what it degrades into. And now we have a first family that fits it to a T. It's only fitting that Jerry Springer would die during the time of the Biden administration. Only fitting. Wow. Anyway, going back to Joe Biden and his age being a factor and all this other stuff. Forget his age. We're fixating on the wrong thing. His age is a factor? How about his results? We'll be back, folks. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned President Biden in the Rose Garden yesterday during that press conference. There was also a moment in that press conference where a photographer captured the notes that President Biden was holding in his hand. And there appeared to be one with the reporter that he was going to call on, the first reporter he called on during that press conference. And now there are allegations about whether or not he had the question in advance. What is the White House saying about what happened here?
Well, Caitlin, it's not uncommon for the White House to prepare these types of briefing materials for the president, but it's the level of specificity that is in the spotlight in this moment. As you noted, that note card included the name and photo of a reporter and also a possible question. Now, it's worth noting that her question was not identical to what was on that note card, and her outlet says that they did not submit any questions to the White House ahead of this press conference. But we have seen the president in the past carrying around these note cards with details about the events, where he needs to go, the people that he's meeting with.
Joe Biden needs his Depends. His notes are effectively like depends. Without them, he's lost his last year's Easter eggs. He can't do anything unless somebody's whispering in his ear or leading him around. And he should be, we should be demanding a cognitive test of this dude, and he won't take it. How do you, let me tell you, the Democrats will keep him away from the shrinks and Warshak test or anything else because they don't want you to know what you already know. The dude is an idiot. And if he doesn't get the questions in advance in a picture so people know exactly who to, that's what she looks like, Joe. That's her. Look at her. And he'll turn real slow. When he's not on whatever drugs they have him on to keep him going, he's done. And you know what's interesting? We're never going to know. I mean, it may be, we'll never know. Our generation will never know. But two generations now, they'll talk about, well, Joe Biden was heavily medicated and heavily done this, and people had to do this, and he had this, and they were nanobots. You know, I mean, we're going to learn all the things they did to make Joe Biden, body doubles, to make it look like the dude was vibrant and doing his thing. We're going to learn it all decades from now, not us. They're not going to tell you now because they're afraid to. But they're not afraid of you, know, of you, your ability to handle the truth. They don't want you to know the truth. Have you figured this out yet? The left doesn't want you to know. This brings me to these things. I've said this on a radio show. By the way, I need to let you guys know. I did a show out of Louisiana called the Earl Ingram Show. A black leftist beating up on conservatives, beating up on Republicans, and I torched the dude to the point where he told his producer to hang up on me. What a pansy. See, if he come on my show, I'd let him talk. And what was funny, he's like, I'm giving you an outlet to talk. I'm this 9-year-old black man. I'm giving you an outlet to talk. I said, you're giving me an outlet to talk. I said, no offense, dude. I don't know. Your show? I'm doing you a favor. That was when he got mad. Little old bitty show, 1,000-watt signal in Louisiana. And they booked me on there to talk about social media. And this clown is to the Republicans and this. And I'm sitting nine. My family, my father's in my. I said, oh, you're a perpetual victim, right? Oh, yeah. You haven't been successful in America. I mean, he hated it. And then when I talked about racism, I said, racism? You wouldn't recognize it if it slapped you in your face. And I gave him a quote from Joe Biden. That set him off. We ain't talking about Biden. I said, I know. That's your problem. You ain't talking about Biden. This is what I said earlier in one of my sneak peeks. I said, look, we can talk about Tucker Carlson. Well, I am. I'm going to talk about Tucker. He got a hell of a deal over at OAN. I hope I'm on that network or Newsmax. I'd love to have a show. I'd love to show people that the truth delivered will get you what you need. And look, again, it's all God's plan. I complain because my show isn't getting out here. I complain about it. I don't lament it. I'm not, you don't see me crying about it. But I think it's sad that the truth can't get out, not because it's not deserved, but because somebody decides we're going to shadow ban, we're going to limit your exposure. And some people get a lot of exposure, and some people don't. And some people who are relevant, you're never going to know about. There are people as relevant as I am, maybe more. You're not going to know their names. We have a guy, Michael Bowen. I always want to say Michael Cohen. Michael Bowen. I call him a cross between Jordan Peterson and Thomas Sowell. People, Kevin, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. And I'm glad I know him because we're going to expose his work. Other people are afraid to lift people up. They shadow ban because they're afraid. But don't just think this is leftist, folks. This is people on the right. Tucker Carlson's explained it. I saw his little two-minute video. 12 million people watched that video. That's three to four times larger than his audience on Fox. Watch that video where he said it's a bunch of elites who don't know anything who dictate how things go. He wasn't just saying that in general. He was pointing that at Fox, too. He's saying these are the people that determine what you see, how you see it. Are you ready for truth? Biden's truth is he's not capable of being president. The truth is, people are leading him around, and these are the unelected bureaucrats who are running this country. If you think that what we see is normal, that this transgender movement, this movement of anti-male, particularly anti-white male, this anti-white movement, this pro-black radical movement, this pro-feminist movement, anti-woman movement. I got a lot of movement. And when it comes to leftists, they're all bowel movements. They all should be flushed. But if you think that this is by accident and this is normal, it is not. The majority of us are well beyond all this stuff. That Negro Earl Ingram said, "You Republicans always want to talk," because he played Lady by Kenny Rogers when he was coming in. Lady, that song. And I jokingly said, "Now, Earl, why are you going to play Lady when you got a dude coming in the show? See, all you conservatives, all y'all think about is transgender." It was a joke. It was a joke. He couldn't even take it as a joke. So then I said, "Really? So it's us. We're the ones who are thinking about all this stuff." And I went on to say, "I don't care about transgender. You know what I care about? When it's in my face." "Oh, well, it's in your face. It ain't doing nothing to you." I said, "Oh, really?" When they want to legislate it. Then I went into pronouns. "No, there ain't no laws against that." I said, "They are proposing laws against it." "Well, it's not a law yet." I said, "Well, you can be fired by not pronouncing somebody or mispronouncing this or using the wrong terminology or whatever." And every time I gave him something, he had an excuse, because that's what black victims give you, is nothing but excuses. And oh, by the way, that's what leftists give you. You can determine a leftist in your organization, whether it's at your company or at a picnic, by who pushes back on the truth. Simple as that. Who's willing to go, "You know what, you're right. Hadn't thought about it that way." That's a conservative. That's a free thinker. But leftists will fight you to the death on obvious wrongs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's still waiting for a call from President Biden to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling.
The debt is a big challenge for America. We're going to have to come together to solve it. We've been through this before. The only way you solve problems is you negotiate. And I'm looking forward to the president changing his mind and negotiating with us.
The White House says it will not tie the debt ceiling to spending cuts. They're hoping for some good news around the Quad Cities as hopefully the Mississippi River will stop rising. That may come this afternoon. Melting snowpack pouring into the Mississippi headwaters gets the blame for this flooding. More of the same expected all summer. The reward for information in the hunt for the suspect in Friday's shooting of a family outside Houston is now at least $80,000. And there's word that the suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is in the country illegally. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I guess if you listen to Democrat rhetoric, the reason for all of these oversight investigations is vengeance. Republicans are back in control, and they're just doing this for vengeance. But it seems to me that there is so much credible information that you have been able to glean from all of this. But there has been, it seems to be pressure, obviously pressure from the defense on this poor computer shop owner. Talk to us about the element of this that kind of goes towards a little bit of a mob mentality, this intimidation of witnesses.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Amanda. I forget her last name, but she's on Just the News with John Solomon, and she's asked that question of James Comer. And I'm going to play what he answers, which is relatively, it's shocking, but it's not. I mean, you're not going to be like, what? I mean, you are, but then you're going to go, but wait a minute, we're dealing with the Bidens, we're dealing with the leftists, the Democrats. 844-551-8255. If you want to give me a shout, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. So, where do we leave off last week? I don't Google anything in the news until I find out what's going on with Hunter Biden. And we've got an update here for you that is, again, shocker, but not a shocker. So we find out that the Hunter Biden legal team, who, by the way, is, as I said last week, are looking at how do we keep people off kilter? So let's sue Marjorie Taylor Greene for bringing us up during a congressional hearing. Let's sue the people, you know, that got my laptop, where they clearly state their rules for, you know, if you leave a laptop, it becomes property of the owner. Let's sue them. Let's intimidate them. Let's make sure that people understand if you come after the Bidens, we'll stick it to you. Let's sue the people who, the IRS whistleblower who said, look, I was tasked with looking into this thing and here's where I'm at and I have to have whistleblower status. Let's sue him because he shouldn't be releasing those records. It seems that, and by the way, I've said this many times, the way that the Democrats try to get around anything is they want to keep you in court. They know the fear that comes from lawsuits. Let me tell you, folks, if there's anything that makes me wish I had unlimited funds like Elon Musk, because here's what I would tell you. If I had Elon Musk kind of money, I would go to whistleblowers in colleges and universities. I'd go to whistleblowers in corporate America. I'd go to whistleblowers in D.C. And I'd say, if you blow the whistle and you can prove your case I will handle all your legal fees, and I will cover your cost of living until the court case resolves. That's what I would do with my money. One of my buddies, God rest his soul, Foster Freeze, when James O'Keefe was under lawsuits, at lawsuit after lawsuit in building Project Veritas, Foster, I was on his private plane, and he said to me, Kevin, he goes, we were talking about financing of different things. He says, Kevin, here's the deal. I gave James O'Keefe the money to fight his lawsuits. And it wasn't like he was bragging or anything. He was just in context. And what he was telling me is this. I believe in his cause. And I wanted him to know he's got a billionaire backing him no matter what. You want to know why Project Veritas was able to go out and do the things that they did? Foster gave them enough money to put together a legal team that looked at every single state. Can we do undercover video? Can we do single-sided, you know, recording of people, etc.? And if you get sued, I got your back. That's the reason why Project Veritas was able to go do what they did. And I'm talking about do a great job and say, we're not worried. James used to post these things on his wall. They came after us. Here's what we did. They came. It was a wall of shame of media and everybody that tried to sue him or whatever or disprove what they said. He had the backing of those folks. Can you imagine if the school, the teachers that said, we will do undercover work. We will show you what's going on if they knew we had this. And here's the other thing, folks. I like to remind people of this. You don't need to boil the ocean. If I'll just use me as an example. Let's say there's a person out there that said, Kevin, if you can find these whistleblowers, we'll put aside $5 million and we'll do that for a couple of them. We'll set it aside. I have a lady right now. She's suing. I'm not even going to say the district. But she came to me. She says, Kevin, I got to be careful. I got to Kevin. And I'm going, God, I wish I had the money to bankroll you. She has an airtight case against a major public school. And what are you going to do? I can't help her. What, move your family in with me? But let me tell you, you want to talk about make a couple of key cases that says, I will protect these people no matter what. You don't have to, as I said to people, you don't have to go after and get 5 million of them. All you got to do is get a couple of them, a couple of scapegoats. That's all they do with us. They take an Alex Jones and they go, look at what we will do to Alex Jones. Look at what we'll do to Donald Trump. Now bring it on, conspiracy theorists and you MAGAs. What's they call us? Maggots. And then everybody's like, oh, they'll sue me. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Well, I get it. I got sued over a texting thing that said, if you feel like you know, here's about the criminal justice system. If you feel like your rights have been violated, go check out our website. And the state of Pennsylvania, city of Philadelphia, got four people to sue me saying that my text messages ruined their lives. And a project that cost me $25,000 to launch cost me $37,000 to fight. And I was 100% within every letter of the law. Cost me $37,000. When I was making the movie, Beyond the Mules, We got the first initial funding, 50 grand, that's all it was. Got started, did the trailer, put up the website, etc. Two, then three, a third IRS agent come to my house, and you know what they did? They hand me a $40,000 tax bill that is absolutely bull crap. That's what they do. They intimidate you. But can you imagine if I had an Elon Musk on my side or a Foster Freeze who said, Kevin, don't worry about it, fight it. I got your back. Can you imagine? That's the intimidation you get. The people that gave us the initial funding for the film, and we had, you know, we got additional other funding with that, but they were like, okay, look, we want to shut things down here. That's how it works. You get they intimidate you, and then people, you know, I think I'm gonna lay low. How sad is that? Let me do this before I run out of time. I'm going to play the rest of this clip. Hunter Biden's team is intimidating witnesses. Here it is.
The Hunter Biden legal team, they're testing the limits, I'll put it like that, with respect to witness intimidation. I mean, just look in my district. We've got dark money groups that are being funded through prominent, high-ranking Democrat officials in Congress. Also, that the communications director for the White House continues to tweet out, retweet, and things, trying to intimidate me, with for having the audacity to investigate. We've got witnesses that are scared to death to come forward. They fear for their lives. I mean, you've got the banks that have worked with us. They're being squeezed by attorneys, by high-ranking officials in the Democrat Party for having the nerve to work with us to comply with our subpoenas. So, I don't like the way these attorneys have behaved. And look, Jamie Raskins, for all practical purposes, is serving as an attorney for the Biden family. I mean, he's not providing any oversight. This is the guy that was all about oversight. He was all about investigating and impeaching Donald Trump. But then evidence emerges, thanks to us, about wrongdoing within the Biden family, and he then quickly becomes a defense attorney. So, we're having to fight the Democrats on the Oversight Committee. We're having to fight the Biden family attorneys. And we're having to fight the mainstream media. I mean, they are questioning every motive we have. Prior to the last information that we provided the press with respect to finding six more Biden family members that were involved in this, bringing the total to 9 Biden family members that were receiving some form of payment from our adversaries around the world for influence peddling. Prior to that, every time I would walk down the halls in the Capitol, the press would mob me. They would ask me, they were like, "Have you found anything about Joe?" And they would be smirking, because they wanted to write about it. Now they won't even look at me. If they see me, they run out the back door, because they don't want to report on what we're finding. They know we're getting more bank records in. They know that we had access to all those bank violations at the Treasury Cabinet. So they know that we're onto something. They know there is a there, and they don't want to write about it. They're avoiding me, but they can't avoid this much longer. We plan on being very transparent with the media and the American people in the next couple of weeks and update them on all of our findings. And I think that you'll feel the earth shake in a few places. We found out so many bad things about this family.
Welcome back. You know what I like most about that clip is when Comer says, the press used to look at me like almost like nanny, 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 and now they're like, oh, we don't want to look at you because you got too much evidence against the Biden family. Way to go, Comer. They had their Comey, we got our Comer. Gotta love it. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Hunter Biden saga, because I'm not going to let this die.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So last week, the Biden team, Hunter Biden's legal team, met with the DOJ or somebody. And, it wasn't DOJ. Anyway, they met with somebody because they wanted to discuss Hunter's case. The defense team, they say, traveled to Delaware seeking an update. You gotta love it, man. What kind of cojones do you have to seek an update? Listen, I'd like to know what you've got on me. And you better believe, think about the orchestration of what leftists do to cover their you know, their nasty business, their dirty business. And why do you have to travel to Delaware? Why don't y'all just get on a Zoom call and update Hunter? These people are all in cahoots. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This investigation has been going on for 5 years. 5 years we've known that Hunter Biden is crooked, that he has done illegal business, and his father's involved. Now, as we learn more and more and more, as I played that Comer clip earlier, what are we learning? We're learning that the people that were like, oh, yeah, what, prove it, go prove it. The same thing they told us about the election, right? Oh, you think something's going on? We'll go prove it. Ha, ha, ha. And the press is laughing at Comer. And Comer's like, who's laughing now? Why are you people avoiding me now? You have that little piece of the clip?
I'll tell you this, John. You'll appreciate this. Prior to the last information that we provided the press with respect to finding six more Biden family members that were involved in this, bringing the total to 9 Biden family members that were receiving some form of payment from our adversaries around the world for influence peddling. Prior to that, every time I would walk down the halls in the Capitol, the press would mob me. They would ask me, they were like, have you found anything about Joe? And they would be smirking because they wanted to write about it. Now, they won't even look at me. You know, it's like if they see me, they run out the back door because they don't want to report on what we're finding. They know we're getting more bank records in. They know that we had access to all those bank violations at the Treasury Cabinet. So they know that we're onto something. They know there is a there.
I can listen to that clip over and over. And Comer with that country accent. They know there is a there. They now run from it. They sneak out the back door. I just love that clip. Thanks for playing that again. Yeah, so after years of delaying disclosures and admissions, who's it? Turley, right? Jonathan Turley, the attorney. He says Hunter could now be pushing to cap off the criminal side of the scandal before more information is released in Arkansas and Washington. For the White House, even a criminal plea is preferred if they can get one particular claim. And he says they may be succeeding. And this is what Turley's writing. He says, for years, the Bidens have worked with the media's help to delay any recognition of the influence peddling and corruption that may be revealed on Hunter's laptop. Even this week, in child support proceedings in Arkansas, Hunter's counsel continued to refuse to admit ownership of the laptop abandoned at the Mac shop in Wilmington, Delaware. Are you aware of that? They still say that's not his. But Turley writes, it won't work anymore. Then his long refusal to acknowledge his fathering of 4-year-old child Navy. Just as Hunter could not deny DNA, forensic and other evidence will soon make his laptop denials untenable in proceedings in which he and counsel are required to tell the truth. And here's what's interesting about that. Remember when Matt Gaetz submitted the laptop into Congress as evidence? That may come back to bite a few people. He says, these proceedings are now colliding for the Bidens, with the laptop being raised in Arkansas and being investigated in Washington by House committees. Time is up. And the Biden team knows it. An establishment of the laptop's authenticity in one forum could produce cascading effects in the other forums. There's already been a recent shift, he writes, to a scorched earth strategy, including reportedly threatening possible witnesses, which I just told you about, and calling for the IRS to investigate critics. There is no limit to what these people will do. And I keep coming back to this, folks. It only takes a couple of examples. So let me give you an example. If somebody were to sue, and I said this earlier, sue Black Lives Matter, sue Antifa. Remember what happened when they sued, I think it was some radical leftist, you know, kind of Aryan Nation group? Shut them down. That's all you got to do. You need a couple of examples. And it's funny, when I went to a group out of D.C. that deals with immigration, this is how I got into my lawsuit where I was doing. They told me, hey, Kevin, you might want to do this project on criminal justice reform because illegals are getting out on the same things that blacks are getting in prison for. I do the project. They back away. I get sued. And they offered me no help when I got sued. They let me do their dirty work. But see, I'm telling you, I was proud that when they said, who wants to step up? I said, I'll do it. And they're like, you'll do it? I go, absolutely. It's like they always need somebody that's been harmed. When they talk about school boards and what's happening in a school district. If I've got a kid in the district, which I do, I have one final one that I know of. I'm just kidding. But I would raise my hand and go, yes, I will do it. I will be the guinea pig. I will sue the district. I will bring the light, whatever it is. And that's what it takes to declare yourself a warrior, is you say, I'm your Huckleberry. And God love Foster, man. You know, if he were alive, I could go to him and say, Foster, if I do this, will you back me? He'd say, absolutely, Kev. I got you. We need more people like that. Elon Musk could solve this problem. I mean, I'm not picking on him. A lot of people could. A lot of these billionaires, put enough money in escrow for groups to fight, and I'm telling you, we could go to battle. Anyway, going back to this thing, he says, new leaks from the Justice Department investigation have indicated that prosecutors are considering these four charges, and they talked about failure to file taxes, a single felony count of tax evasion related to the business expenses for 1 year of taxes, potential felony account of falsifying a form for a gun permit. I don't see these are not the big deals to me. But he says these four charges could well result in jail time, but the situation is likely to get worse for Hunter if the House reveals new evidence of foreign dealings and payments. That's where I want to go. See, because I don't have any doubt that Hunter Biden was acting as a foreign agent, which is not registering. So in other words, he was pretending that he's just doing business when in fact he was using the people of America to enrich himself and his family in what is known as influence peddling. Hunter has no other skill set. That is, it relates to the things that we're talking about. Nothing. It would be like, so I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Wall Street where Charlie Sheen goes over to David Spade's office. He says, hey, listen up, we're doing this illegal stuff, you know, but you can get your beak wet. And he's like, and David Spade's like, well, what kind of money? You know, and he says, lots more than you can imagine. And he gets David Spade to just let him sort of poke around or whatever. But that's, and Spade initially goes, well, that's kind of illegal, isn't it? He's like, well, nobody has to know. So what Hunter's doing, nobody has to know. I'm going to give you access to my dad, and my dad will take care of it. He will fix the legislation you need. He will maneuver it. He knows how to do it because he's been around for so long. See, that's the problem we have. These people have been around so long, they don't care about us. He goes on, he says, That is why a capstone plea could control the damage for both Hunter and his father. A capstone is designed to protect against erosion and even help to hold together an arch that may otherwise collapse. This capstone plea could avoid the worst scenario and charge that would undermine years of denials by both Bidens. However, there was one conspicuous omission from the list of potential charges that may also indicate a reason to push toward a plea. There's no mention of the charge as an unregistered foreign agent under the FAR Act, which is the Foreign Agent Registration Act. The Justice Department aggressively used this charge against Trump figures like Paul Manafort. And if the same standard is applied, it's hard to see the basis for discharging this charge in the Hunter Biden case. It's exactly right. So, look, I'm going to give you my solution. My solution is, you notice, every single day, I'm going to talk about Hunter Biden. I'm going to talk about the Biden crime family until somebody does something. I'm not telling you I'm doing it. I'm driving it. But I'm not going to get distracted by Steven Crowder and Tucker Carlson. Are we going to talk about it? Yeah, I'll talk about those things in the context of what they need to be talked about. But these are the important issues. These are the things that you need to be armed with every single day when you're talking to leftists and say, listen, you can talk to me about whatever you want. But Hunter Biden and his family members are not qualified to get money for the things that they receive millions of dollars for.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.